What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Live and local from Philadelphia. Free speech lives here. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And away we go, live on this Thursday, April 4th. It is indeed Kale and Company, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Always live on the free Odyssey app. And, of course, streaming live for your video viewing pleasure on YouTube as we head until 10 o'clock this morning. 855-839-1210, the phone number. On social media at 1210 WPHT. I am at Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L. Don Stenslin with the news. Greg Stocker, the chairman of the board. Phil Omquist, Anthony Dorenzo, our associate producers. Coming up this morning at 9:30, our very own Dom Giordano talking about pints and politics with Rand Paul. Don, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Are we all packed and ready to go to Italy?
Yep, packed and ready to go.
Beautiful. She's ready to get the heck out of this city. Gregory, how are you?
I'm good. Not going to Italy good, but I'm good.
Just going to hang out in the Delaware Valley in the 48-degree, sloppy, soupy weather. You know,
yeah,
April's, like April's a total wash.
Thank you.
I'm ready for May.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That stinking baseball game got delayed how many times yesterday?
Why did they play it?
Why did they move it back?
Why? Yeah, why did they play? Just use, I mean, they're off today.
Yeah. Well, it's another good point. I've been saying it. Stick these teams out on the West Coast until April 25th.
Oh, we have to go to Washington for Friday's game.
Nothing happens in Washington anyway.
It's true.
Oh, we got a lot of good stuff to get to this morning. A big take on the Scottish speech police.
Scottish speech police?
That is correct. Say that 10 times fast.
What's happening in Scotland?
You'll find out in a little bit.
A little Harry Potter trouble, is it?
Yes.
Oh.
J.K. Rowling, she's not going to stand for it. Is it Rowling? Is it Rowling? I still haven't
figured
it out.
J.K. Rowling.
Rowling.
Rowling. Rowling.
Rowling. Rowling. Let's keep the show rolling.
My wife is a huge Harry Potter fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's read all the books a bajillion times. Never got into it.
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
No, I was a Star Wars geek.
Yeah, I could see that. Sage Steele, ESPN, and the White House. The sham interview of all sham interviews. We'll get to that. Also, a Gallup poll that I want to bring up this morning about all the issues that matter to Americans. And there's one noticeable glaring omission of what I thought was the biggest issue going. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. Also, DEI dies at two more universities. We'll tell you the latest on that front. The cut sheet. And also, an expert says being trans is a trend that most grow out of by the age 15. So if you're thinking about hacking anything off, maybe just wait it out a couple of years. You might regret it. We'll get to all of that as we continue. But let's get to the news right out of the gate here. 603, round number one, the soon-to-be Italy-bound, the great Dawn Stensland.
Good morning. A slight reprieve from the rain, but the rain will return today. Full forecast in a moment. We have a man shot and killed near LaSalle University's campus in Philadelphia last night. Officers called to that scene, North 18th Street and Olney Avenue, late last night. At the scene, police say they found a man suffering from a gunshot wound to his head, and he was pronounced dead later at the hospital. That victim in his late 20s to maybe early 30s, he has not yet been identified. As far as LaSalle issuing that safety alert to students to avoid the area, officials say this is not, they do not believe this is related to the university. Well, the storms, severe storms moving through our area turned deadly in the suburbs, where police say there was two horrible situations with individuals, senior citizens who were killed. One, a woman was killed by a falling tree. This happened in the afternoon earlier in the day along Main Street and 9th in Collegeville, Montgomery County.
A falling tree?
Fallen tree.
Wow. Wow. What a way to go.
That's an awful way to go.
Man.
82-year-old Mary Baker of Collegeville. So she's waiting at this red light. So if it had been a green light, you think about the odds and the timing of this. Yeah. That's what's crazy.
Yep.
So she's waiting at the red light. The only car there waiting at the red light, this massive tree just comes toppling down, crushing her vehicle. First responders got there quickly, jaws of life, just trying to get her, you know, try to rescue her, and couldn't, you know, she was crushed.
No.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. And a similar situation happened in Delaware County, a man in his early 70s. Struck. So we had some bizarre accidents, and even this morning I know many accidents. Again, my condolences if you take I-95. What is it? Schuylkill westbound this morning around the Conchi curve. But I will say a flood watch remains in place into today, as lingering flooding can last well after the rainfall, even after the rainfall ends. A Philadelphia man could spend the rest of his life in prison after he pleaded guilty to killing a food delivery driver. Authorities say 19-year-old John Nusseline, he lured a 70-year-old delivery driver to a location in the Northeast, beat him to death during one of two carjackings back in 2021. So finally, this guy sentenced in court and facing spending the rest of his life in court. But the final sentencing will be in July. By the way, one of his accomplices in that first carjacking was just 12 years old. So we have that one. And another accused carjacker could face the death penalty. This is Andre Gordon Jr. We've talked a lot about this case because he appeared for court in Pennsylvania for the first time since authorities said he carried out three fatal shootings, I should say, on March 16th in the Levittown section of Falls Township, if you remember this, as well as two carjackings. Gordon charged with killing his own stepmother, his sister, and the mother of his children right in front of the little kids before officials say he fled in a stolen vehicle to New Jersey, where he was also arrested last month and then arraigned. You may remember this was a huge standoff.
Yeah.
They had to put off the St. Paddy's Day parade in one municipality. It was a horrifying situation.
This was that little stretch of back-to-back days in Bucks County where we had shelter-in-place orders, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
So let me go through the news real fast. A woman woman killed by a tree, a dead body at LaSalle, and then now this story.
And a DoorDash driver that was lured, an elderly man delivering pizzas.
Yes.
Anything good going on, Dawn?
For the latest person, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro has said he would not allow the death penalty.
He would not allow.
No, he would not allow executions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which we haven't really had in Pennsylvania for many years.
Bring back firing squads. Bring back firing squads. Stalker. Bring back firing squads.
Stalker is all for eye for an eye, and that whole bit.
Yeah. Off with his head. Can we hang him in the town square? I'm serious.
As you shout and do the play-by-play.
Sorry.
That'd be awesome.
To continue the bad news, the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, said it's going to take a little more while for policy workers to evaluate the current state of inflation, which, as you may have noticed, is not too great lately. Well, he's keeping the timing of the potential interest rate cuts uncertain. Mm. So we have a lot of reaction to that on Wall Street. But the good news is, in Philadelphia, well, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You want good news? WrestleMania.
Good. I can't wait.
Starts today.
I'm going to binge watch it all.
Do you want my predictions, Nick Hale?
Let's do that on Friday's show. We'll break down the whole card. We'll do a whole segment.
Oh, people.
The YouTube chat will explode.
People will tune out in droves.
I think Sean Farish is a big wrestling fan. Maybe we could have him imitate Gorilla Monsoon.
Oh, my God.
The forecast real quick here. So the rain right now is holding off. However, around 2 o'clock this afternoon, that's as I look at the hourly forecast, it looks like the rain returns one last time. I guess it missed us.
Yeah,
so it primarily by 7 o'clock this morning, we could actually see some sunshine.
Wow.
Between 7 and 1.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's almost like a little tease.
It's almost like we're not living in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah. So we're going to see the sun 7 to 1. Then the rain returns for the afternoon.
Yeah, of course.
But then the sun will come out for good tomorrow for your Friday. So we'll talk about the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday through next week forecast. Just got to get through this evening. Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn. Thank you very much. 6:10 on this Thursday morning. Let's get to another Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Yeah, and the Big Take brought to you by Holland Floor, covering the Scottish Speech Police. When you listen to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, you hear promos such as "Don't let woke win" and "Free speech lives here." And it's true. Above and beyond anything else on this station, every one of us values free speech and the right to share any and all views that we may have on the issues of the day. Well, in Scotland, that's not the case. A big story has been bubbling up in the wake of Scotland's controversial new hate speech law that went into effect on Monday. Despite fierce backlash from critics, detractors have slammed Scotland's new hate speech law as an attack on freedom, and I don't disagree with that. The new law is aimed at providing, quote, greater protection for victims and communities, end quote. Under this new law, the government created new criminal offenses for those who use threatening or abusive behavior intended to stir up hatred based on prejudice towards characteristics, including age, disability, religion, sexual orientation, transgender identity, and variations in sexual characteristics, end quote. That according to a press release from the Scottish government. The new law warns that people can be prosecuted for sharing offensive rhetoric across multiple media platforms, which includes displaying, publishing, or distributing the material on a sign, on the internet, through blogs, podcasts, or on social media. In my opinion, this is another governmental censorship, suppression, and silencing effort that infringes upon the rights of the citizens to speak freely. Scotland, according to Thomas Corbett Dillon, a former advisor to Prime Minister Boris Johnson, said, quote, "In a country riddled by knife crime and with one of the lowest life expectancies in Europe, you would think the Scottish government has more important things to focus on, but no. They are desperate to pander to an extremely small group of men in dresses who feel offended when they are not referred to as women," end quote. Geez, does that sound familiar? Is there an administration that is doing that today close by? I can't think of who it is. The name is slipping my mind. Oh, wait, it's coming back to me now. It's the Biden administration. Matt Taibbi, well-respected independent journalist, most recently a major player, along with Michael Schellenberger and Barry Weiss of the Twitter Files, which was a look into the Biden administration's censorship industrial complex. Well, he's got a new column out at racket.news titled "Twitter Files Extra: How the Censorship Industrial Complex Was Built." Taibbi talks about how there were three separate investigations that took over a year to nail down the case that government agencies were improperly censoring by proxy. Forced by the courts to stop, they are desperately trying for a reboot. Well, Taibbi joined Fox and Friends yesterday morning to discuss what nations like the United States and Scotland are up to and how stifling speech is a true, legit threat to democracy. Listen and watch part one with Brian Kilmeade.
Yeah, I think he is. I think the proof of that is that heading into the 2024 presidential election cycle, Joe Biden is probably the only candidate who can expect not to be censored. All the other major candidates have already been censored. Going back historically, we found in the Twitter files that the Green Party had been significantly censored in the 2020 and 2016 election cycles. The other candidates like Vivek Ramaswamy have been, deplatformed from multiple different sites. That doesn't happen to only one party. And I think that's a significant advantage in the modern information age, where most people get their information from phones and the.
So how do countries like America, presumably Scotland and others, pull this off? if they have aspirations of shutting down speech. Well, here's more of Taibbi with Kilmeade. Listen and watch part two.
There were multiple routes by which this happened. There was the creation of a quasi-private organization called the Election Integrity Partnership, which was sponsored by the Department of Homeland Security, and believe it or not, the Global Engagement Center of the State Department, which has no legal business doing anything in the United States with information. But yes, they were conducting sweeping reviews of politicized content heading into the 2020 election. Then there was also just the matter of taking down President Trump's accounts on various social media platforms. Now, we only had insight into Twitter, but what we found was amazing. They had to invent a new system or a new definition of incitement, essentially, to come up with a justification to remove Trump. They didn't have actionable tweets that they could say violated their policies. They had to come up with the definition that essentially it was like stochastic terrorism. It was, if you can reasonably expect that someone might misbehave as a result of these tweets, we're going to take you down. That is a completely new standard that they applied just for.
One major celebrity and influencer is J.K. Rowling, the author of the Harry Potter books, and she refuses to be silenced and backed down despite threats of being arrested. Most Hollywood elites, they stay quiet, so the money keeps coming in, but not J.K. In a new column in the Wall Street Journal, James Freeman writes, J.K. Rowling, still free from the speech police, beloved author, urges women to speak up for the reality and importance of biological sex. Freeman writes, an appalling political effort to force the people of Scotland to express only government-approved thoughts on gender has so far been unable to conquer the country's most successful expressor of thoughts. Social media comments made by J.K. Rowling challenging Scotland's new hate crime law are not being treated as criminal just yet. Police in Scotland have said the Harry Potter author described several transgender women as men, including convicted prisoners, trans activists, and other public figures. The new law creates a new crime of, quote, stirring up hatred relating to protected characteristics. I say good for JK, but the average citizen in Scotland might not get the same treatment or benefit of the doubt. And I think that is what the scary thing is. If sharing facts and biological truth is stirring up hatred, well, then I say so be it. And Elon Musk has publicly come out and supported J.K. Rowling. Per the Daily Mail, Elon Musk has signaled support for J.K. Rowling after she challenged Scotland's new hate crime law, which could see citizens arrested for addressing a transgender person merely with the wrong pronouns. The Harry Potter author and prominent gender critic, who often refuses to use a person's chosen pronouns in her frequent posts on X, formerly Twitter, challenged police to arrest her for her own apparent violations. But on Tuesday, police in Scotland confirmed that no action would be taken against Rowling, 58, despite thousands of complaints against her. Think about that. Thousands of complaints against her. She took to X shortly after, pledging to repeat any comment made by a woman in violation of the law so that cops would have to charge her for it as well. Quote, if they go after any woman for simply calling a man, I'll repeat that woman's words and they can charge us both at once, Rowling said on X. Musk, who has a troubled relationship with his own transgender daughter, replied with a flame emoji in a show of support for the sentiment. But this governmental deplatforming won't stop anytime soon. Here's the last part of Kilmeade's chat with Matt Taibbi on how the Biden administration and the government are still able to abuse their powers with social media strong-arming. Listen and watch this last clip.
So they still have that leverage. So this is not in President Biden's rearview mirror. He could still do this stuff.
Right. And, you know, the case that's currently before the Supreme Court, Murthy v. Missouri, one of the central incidents in that lawsuit is something that happened on, I think, the first day of Joe Biden's presidency when he directed Facebook to take down a Facebook post by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. about the death of Hank Aaron, which was not even factually inaccurate. It was, you could argue that it was misleading in the sense that it wasn't proven that his death was caused by the vaccine, but all he said was that he died. And the Biden administration was anxious to take that down. And they have no business doing that. That is not what the bully pulpit is. The bully pulpit is when you make your case publicly to the nation to try to convince voters to do something.
It is not Donald Trump. It is not conservatives. It is not right-wingers online. It's not RFK Jr. The true threat to democracy are administrations like Biden's and countries like Scotland and big tech that all collude together to take away the power and the voice of the people. Speech is a part of the First Amendment because speech and the ability to voice your views are the most fundamental right in a free society. Never forget that and never let them take that away. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, Big Take this morning brought to you by Holland Floor Covering, the region's premier flooring dealer, family operated for over 50 years, providing exceptional service and professional installation. Visit their two showrooms in Wayne and Newtown. No charge samples, no obligation estimates. Learn more at hollandfloor.com. We'll come back, get some thoughts and reaction to that, 855-839-1210. Also on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, the Kale and Company comment community on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/@1210WPHT and hit the like and subscribe buttons. And also, still ahead this morning, the sham interview that ESPN, Sage Steele, and SportsCenter conducted with President Joe Biden. She drops all of the details as to how this was forced on her, and we'll get to that as we continue. Kale and Company, Nick, Dawn, and Greg, back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet the NBA with a no-sweat same game parlay from FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino every Thursday for TNT Thursdays tonight. Your Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. By the way, it's the Sixers plus 2.5. No, it's steer clear of that one. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get bonus bets back if your same game parlay doesn't win on any NBA on TNT games. NBA same game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score a bigger payday. I would say maybe Joel Embiid plus 25 to score more than 25 points. Maybe Jimmy Butler to score more than 25 points. Let's stay away from the point spread, though. However you want to play, just head to FanDuel.com/Greg. FanDuel.com/Greg to bet the NBA with a no-sweat same game parlay with TNT Thursdays. Make every moment more of FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA and the official partner of 1210 WPHT, 21 and over, President PA. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Thursday morning. Good to have all of you in. Nick, Dawn, and Greg here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We have some amazing stories today. We're going to really span the globe and run the gamut of all sorts of issues. You thought Dawn's news was depressing earlier? About 20 minutes from now, wait till you see and hear how another elderly person tragically lost their life.
What are we doing?
I know.
Come on.
I know.
We need cheer here in the morning.
We've got elephants in the news, folks.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to tell you about that story. Also, a Gallup poll that has me completely befuddled. We'll get to that in a little bit. Kids and parents and crazy stories with food, including investigations into whether or not you should allow your child to go into a convenience store unattended. We'll get to all of that this morning. So it's a very interesting collection of stories today. Yes. Not your typical show, but I think it's going to be a good one. So I want to get to this Sage Steele sham interview when she was working at ESPN with Joe Biden in the White House. We'll get to that here in just a couple of minutes. But just some follow-up from the Big Take this morning on the story with Scotland and free speech and the speech police. And I love that J.K. Rowling, I mean, I'm not a Harry Potter fan, but she's 58 years old. I'm assuming she still has goals and she probably still wants to do more books and more movies and everything else. And she's not really overly concerned at all, at least publicly, when she comes out on social media to defend biological women, which I absolutely applaud her for. It doesn't seem like she's in fear of being canceled. Maybe she's uncancelable, but I feel like a lot of people
she's rich.
Yes. she's not going to go, like, you know, she's not going to get, like, fired or, you know, be struggling. But, like, I feel like a lot of people in Hollywood or in the media typically squelch their opinion on things like biological women competing against men and stuff like that in fear of being canceled. Now, I mean, like, you know, if you're David Spade or you're Dana Carvey, you know, maybe your peak earning days are over, so that's why they come out. Rob Schneider's doing his own thing. He's on Netflix. So, you know, maybe their, quote, glory days are past them as performers, so they don't really give a damn anymore. But J.K. Rowling, I got to imagine, is probably going to still crank out more and more content over the next 10 or 15 years of her professional career. And she doesn't care. And she's like, you know what, I'll say the same thing that Citizen X is going to say on X, and you can come and arrest me. How about that, Skip? So I applaud her for that. I think, Dawn, this was a story that you either reported on in the news earlier this week or you talked about it on your own show. So just your thoughts in general on how she's basically saying, you know what, come for me. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. First of all, I love that the police just said, no, we're not dealing. The police just,
yeah.
And I would love to hear their accent. Like, no.
Hey, she's beloved.
She's beloved. Let her alone.
Bad PR for us.
Like, they're not, I can't do the Scottish accent, but I just love the fact that the police put their foot down, and which I never knew this until, I don't know, within the past 2 years, if police really don't want to participate, and so they actually have a right, even in this country, to say, I don't feel ethically or whatever. I'm not going to go along with that. I'm sure perhaps there are repercussions, but they all banded together and said, nope, we're not going to arrest her.
Yeah.
Because how do you know? And Anthony Dorenzo and I were teasing about this the other day. We said, Anthony, you look like you have a little hate in your heart. You know what I mean? Like, Is this just another weaposition situation?
It's 1,000%.
You know, we have Letitia James, and we have this level in this country of the persecution prosecution. But imagine if somebody said, "Greg Stocker, I see a little glitter of hatred in your eye."
I have a lot of hatred.
Imagine trying to sit here and tell society that you will be arrested for using the wrong pronoun.
How do you enforce that?
How does anybody supposed to know what your pronouns are?
Yeah,
right. Like, I mean, you just look at somebody and we make an assumption, okay, that's a man or that's a woman. But going beyond that for a second, when we've played these ridiculous pronoun clips from TikTok, especially the ones where the teachers have, like, the little pointer and they're pointing at the board with all the pronouns, and there's pronouns out there that I never even heard of. Z and Zer and Zep and this, and I'm like, wait a minute, I gotta memorize and study all of this in fear of being arrested? That's fine, you can just arrest me, that's fine. Take me away. I'm ready to go. My head's going to explode trying to figure all this out anyway.
It's crazy.
It is.
But I love that you bring up her age, because you said, like, she's 58. Some people nowadays, Steven Spielberg's 77 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is going to be what? 78 years old?
Yep.
So nowadays, I want to point this out to you, Nick Cale, because tragically, you lost your parents. They were younger. Your mom was younger than J.K. Rowling.
Yep, I've got about 22 years left, folks.
That's it.
I want to remind you at 40 that your lifespan, that's not true, that nowadays with everything going on, you know, 58 is the new 35.
Yep.
So don't worry about that.
Yep. I'm
not kidding you.
No, absolutely. And I think there's two things when you take these stances. Number one, you got to have the guts to do it. Sadly, it shouldn't be gutsy to do. It's just common sense. It's biology. But you got to have the guts to do it. You got to have the sway, the cachet, the money in the bank to withstand any pushback from the woke cancel culture mob. And then lastly, I think, you know, I do think age somehow is a factor, because let's face it, if you're a young celebrity, you don't want to get canceled by Hollywood for giving your true opinion. But when you get to a certain point and you've made your money and you're comfortable, you can say, you know, go pound sand.
You need to have FU money to be able to do that. And J.K. Rowling has FU money.
Yep. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
So if you guys want to jump in on that conversation, you can certainly do so, 855-839-1210. And that leads us from censorship and suppression of speech to sham interviews. And I've got a lot of thoughts on this one as well. So this headline from FoxNews.com, former ESPN host says her Joe Biden interview was entirely scripted by network executives. Every single question. In an interview with Fox News Digital, former ESPN SportsCenter anchor and host Sage Steele said her bosses ordered her to go off of a script during their 2021 interview with President Joe Biden. Former ESPN host Sage Steele revealed that the 2021 interview with President Biden was scripted by network executives, and Steele recalled the structured nature of the pre-taped interview so much so that her ESPN bosses handed her a script to go off of. She said, quote, "That was an interesting experience in its own right because it was so structured. And I was told you will say every word that we write out. You will not deviate from the script and go," end quote. Here is, I believe we have the audio and the video of Sage Steele talking about this sham interview with Joe Biden. I believe this was just yesterday on Fox. Listen and watch this.
Here as we get set for a wonderful day in sports. Opening day for America's national pastime.
This was about 2 months after he took office. That was an interesting experience in its own right because it was so structured and I was told, you will say every word that we write out. You will not deviate from the script and go to the word. Like every single question was scripted, gone over dozens of times by many executives, editors and executives. Absolutely. I was on script and was told not to deviate. It was very much, this is what you will ask. This is how you will say it. No follow-ups. Next. I knew that this was a lot bigger than just the wonderful editors that I worked with. This went up to the fourth floor, as we said, that where all the bosses, the top executives, the decision makers are, the president of our company, the CEO, where they all work.
No, so it's just like Odyssey, the fourth floor where all the decision makers are. So I believe that that's a total sham interview. Number one, ESPN scripts all the questions out to an award-winning broadcaster and journalist in Sage Steele, who was one of ESPN's best for many, many years. They won't let her come up with questions. You can't edit the questions we give you. Do not deviate from the wording and do not offer a follow-up question that might trip up the big guy. Now, remember, this was in 2021 when he was more with it mentally than he is currently in 2024. And I think it's also fair to presume that the questions that were scripted by ESPN executives were probably, and I say probably loosely, I can almost guarantee it, were sent to the White House in advance for approval for Joe Biden, so he would have a scripted answer. Now, I personally, and if you want to call me a partisan hack, that's fine. I don't believe the same would be offered to and happen with Donald Trump. And I say that for three reasons. Number one, ESPN would never have him on. Number two, Trump wouldn't need to have pre-scripted questions because he's still with it. And C, he's been hit with every tough question imaginable by mainstream media and Fox News media. So nothing that Sage Steele would ever ask Trump about the election of 2020 or January 6th would catch him off guard, or he wouldn't be able to just spitball on the fly. And I've done interviews in the past, whether I've been the interviewer or the interviewee. And sometimes you get somebody that you're interviewing and they want to promote something. They want to promote a book. They want to promote a TV show, a movie, a podcast, whatever it is. And you kind of allow them, obviously, to do it because that's why they come on the air. And you might give general direction. Hey, we're going to talk about A, B, and C. And you just give like as a courtesy. We're going to talk about these three or four issues. You don't necessarily script it out word by word. So this, to me, is really telling that the White House is scared to let Joe go off of script. And oh, by the way, just shows really how inept he is. Because think about it. He's going on ESPN. And this is why I argued he should never have turned down the interview for 3 minutes with Norah O'Donnell for the Super Bowl on CBS. Because it's a soft landing for Joe. He's going to get lobbed up softballs. One question on the economy, one on war, one on the border, and then what's your favorite ice cream? So there was no way ESPN was going to put Joe in this really uncomfortable interview setting. Dawn, you're the journalist. Am I off on anything that I said here? I just don't believe that they would have done the same thing for Trump. And this just goes to show you what this administration is all about.
I think everything you're saying is true now, but early in his presidency, if I were working for a president, and especially somebody who has the gaffes, and maybe he was aging, maybe he had some of these issues more so than we knew,
mm-hmm.
you know, didn't know then
right.
that we know now. However, no matter who it is, if I'm working for the White House and I have a contact who's an executive, that is what stuck out to me.
Yeah.
That these are not, it's not the producer that she's alleging
right.
that that the biggity big
yes.
bosses
yes.
were involved.
That would be
right?
like our three big bosses down the hall
who
coming
we never
in here,
see.
Who we never see and would never interfere right. like that and tell us, hey, we're going to have, like, could you imagine? Now, obviously, you know, Dom interviewing Rand Paul is a friendly setting because Dom and Rand Paul see eye to eye on probably a variety, if not a multitude of issues. But could you imagine, like, if the suits came in or Rand Paul said, I'm only going to talk about this. Don't you dare ask me about that. And I want you to frame it this way. It would be a disgrace. It would be a sham interview. I will never partake in something like that.
This is the tough part, I will say, of this business. So if I were her agent at the time, the reason they chose her, this is my take on it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they chose her was because they wanted somebody who they could control and they felt they could control.
Good point.
If you think about, and there was a famous, and I would show this in journalism class when I taught a journalism class for a couple years at LaSalle University. And so this was Katie Couric, earlier in her career, had this short little cute pixie haircut. She was not a household name. George W. Bush was on, and she was interviewing, I believe, the first lady, if I recall correctly. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, the president comes by, and boom, she goes in, and she's a little pushy little thing, and she's, Mr. President, blah, 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 blah. And she had him on, she kept him on, she made news, but she also made a name for herself.
Mm-hmm.
You talked earlier about confidence and age related to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think about the founding fathers. Think about it. I mean, go back to, I don't know, Socrates, go back to Cleopatra. There are people in history, whether it's in media, whether it's in the public eye, leadership. This is where when somebody kicks in that mode, where if Sage Steele had said, thrown out the cue card and started asking him questions and you're on camera, there's nothing those executives could have done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a make it or break it moment.
Yep.
And those are the moments that make or break a career.
Yep.
She either didn't think of it, which is not good, or she was scared.
Right.
And intimidated, which is also not good.
Right. Right.
So that to me is like, I'll put on my professor hat.
Mm-hmm.
If a journalism student is listening, take it.
Yep.
Take the shot. What do you say in basketball?
Shoot or
shoot.
You
know what I mean? That's right.
Yep.
Take the shot.
Yep,
throw away the cue card. Ask the questions.
I agree.
Be bold. This is your moment.
Yeah. And this is, you know, I think the reason why I think this is also an important story is we have a president who has been the least visible president in the modern era of presidents. Joe Biden has given the least press conferences, far less than Obama, than Trump, than the last Bush, Clinton. We've given you the numbers of how many public appearances, speeches, he's sheltered. He's got to be in a controlled environment because I think it really goes to show he's not the one calling the shots. It's the progressives, the squad Dems. And think about this with the Biden administration. I mean, we have an administration that has basically built their administration on climate change, racism, DEI, and gender identity. We're going to get into this Gallup poll coming up in a little bit. And I can tell you right now, those four things that I think are the crux of the Biden administration, they don't show up in the top five issues, according to Americans. So again, going back, kind of taking a full circle to Scotland and what Boris Johnson's old advisor said, we're catering and pandering to a select few. So I just thought both of these stories between Scotland and ESPN with Biden and speech, very interesting times for sure. So if you guys want to jump in, you can do so. 855-839-1210. Coming up next, if you thought going out by being hit by a tree or being lured in by a delivery driver was a bad way to go, Where do you see and hear this story that Stalker found for us last night, this poor lady? We'll get to that story when we come back to wrap up the 6 o'clock hour. Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So my guy Tony gave me the diagnosis. I've got something called hairy bittercress. Have you ever heard of this? If you haven't, you know what? You got to get your own guy at Natural Lawn of America. They're awesome. They're my lawn care company. So you got to swing into spring. Natural Lawn of America, they have safer lawn care treatments. Natural Lawn, creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, with fewer weeds for more than 35 years now. And as I say, it's not a one-size-fits-all situation here. Natural Lawn's certified specialists, like my guy, Tony. So Tony tailors the treatment. He does a dive. He looks around. He knows his stuff. And so this is where my lawn is getting the specifics here. They use exclusive organic-based fertilizers, safer weed and insect controls, and give you the results you want, as well as that peace of mind that you deserve because you're worried about the kids, the grandkids, the kitty cat, the dog, right? You want the lawn to be safe. Locally owned, family operated right here in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Natural Lawn is competitively priced, has that satisfaction guarantee. Get started today. The earlier, the better. Because for that hairy, I mean, I don't want hairy anything, quite frankly, so thank God for Tony. But you want to get started today. Take advantage of their limited time offer, free seeding every year. Natural Lawn's full service program is what you want. Get free seeding every year. 800-FREE-SEED, naturallawn.com, naturallawn.com. Trust, the leader in organic-based lawn care, Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Cut sheet just about an hour from now. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour number two. And if you heard hour number one's news, it wasn't the greatest when it comes to heartwarming stories.
Do we have heartwarming stories at 7, Dawn?
No.
No.
More dead people.
I'll try.
A lot of dead people.
A lot of dead people. I see dead people on Dawn's script. All right. You heard Dawn talk about how a tree in the bad weather fell on a lady in her, what, I believe, 80s, and she sadly perished in her vehicle, jaws of life, terrible. And then, of course, some killer lures a 70-some-year-old man as a, I don't know, DoorDash or Uber driver or delivery food guy, and that's tragic as well. But Stalker was in a very morbid mood last night and found this video. Let me set you up this story. As an elephant charges a safari truck, flips it, and kills an 80-year-old American. This courtesy
in Philadelphia?
No. This one's courtesy of Outkick. A tragedy struck in Zambia over the weekend when
a horrible place
it is. An elephant estimated to weigh 5 tons charged a safari truck, flipped it several times, and it resulted in the death, tragically, of an 80-year-old American woman. According to the report, a group of 6 tourists were out on a photography tour on Saturday morning around 9:30 a.m. when the truck was attacked in this national park. And sadly, in this instance, the terrain and the vegetation was such that the guide's route became blocked and he could not move the vehicle in time out of harm's way. Phil, I believe we have the video. I'm not sure if there's audio.
There is audio.
Yeah, there is. All right. So you will hear and see this. And let's roll this clip right now. All right, big safari, trees, weeds.
Look at that thing coming. You can see it over in the left-hand corner.
There
you see
it is. Oh, yeah, you can.
Coming at him. It's a giant elephant.
I mean, it's running down a vehicle.
Yeah, sure.
That's moving.
Yeah, you're in its home.
Hey!
And it takes it and flips it.
Flips it like a golf cart.
Look at that. Yeah. Don't be in its home, people.
Wow. I thought as the elephant
amazing
arrived at the vehicle and slowed down, maybe they were going to have a peaceful negotiation.
No.
But that was not the case.
That elephant went elephant.
Can I ask?
A tiger.
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
Tiger.
It might be a female elephant for all we know. I don't even know what the elephant's pronouns are, to be honest.
Oh, I'll bet you. It's like the mama bear.
Yeah.
Can I just ask a real simple question, though? Like, why do people continue to put themselves in this spot?
Thank you. Nobody, you're in its home. Stop. Right. Let me take pictures. Like, I'm going to go into the wilderness and take pictures. Shut up. You like, get what you deserve.
These people that go swimming with sharks.
Yes.
Or every now and then you see like a video. It's usually like at an Asian zoo where somebody jumps over the rail and goes into like a lion's den or a tiger pit.
Yeah.
And then they get mauled to death. Like, what were you expecting?
Exactly.
Are you a thrill seeker or are you just stupid?
Yeah, and nowadays we have the drones. So if you want to see the animals,
amen.
Why don't they have like a nice hotel?
Yep.
Far, like a mile away, and do a drone.
Yep.
Now and see the animal that way.
Now everybody has a 90-inch TV.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
Just go on Nat Geo and watch
Shark
it.
Week.
Watch it. You don't need to go there.
Think
look
about
at the habitats.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna take some pictures.
Can you put your dentures in, please?
Sorry. I just, you know, look. I don't wish any ill will on anybody. I'm sorry that this person lost their life.
But this is a totally preventable tragedy.
Yeah, it's like the people who went down in that Titanic thing that submersible. Like, what are you expecting? If that's your lot in life and you want to be a thrill seeker, great.
Right.
But then if you perish, sorry. That's what you signed up for.
I am no thrill seeker. I am no action junkie. I am scared of heights. You couldn't pay me $20 to jump off this desk I'm broadcasting from.
Yeah.
That's how risk adverse I am.
That elephant, Dawn is right, that was a mom elephant that thought maybe her babies or her family or whatever was in danger, and she wanted no part of that stupid truck in some godforsaken place in this world that nobody wants to go to where they have bones in their nose and they probably eat humans. Why anybody want to go to these big
bones in their
poor
nose?
Greg. We're going to give him a heart attack.
Greg's going to choke to death.
But seriously, the elephants are they are one of those animals. They have a long memory. That's what they're known for.
Yep.
Highly intelligent,
very smart.
Being.
Yep.
Very protective. And so I have no doubt that this elephant, maybe they equate that kind of a vehicle with hunters, like poachers, like Greg is saying.
Yeah.
And they're like,
That elephant came for them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. He ran them down.
Absolutely.
Get out.
If I'm the driver there, I'm like, get out of here. Just like pedal to the metal. Let's go.
I'm flooring it.
Exactly.
And if that's a slow moving cart, I'm running. I'm getting out and sprinting.
Yep.
So, by the way, Philip, that's what Alabama's going to do to UConn on Saturday night.
Oh, for the love of God.
Just so you know. Just a little elephant reference. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour number two. And also a very interesting Gallup poll. Are we overselling the GOP's albatross? We might be. We'll kick it around as we continue. Hour two, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.